Hello, my name is Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and I'm your guest host for Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. And today I have with me Leslie Sinclair from Camp Rehoboth. She is one of their fierce arts advocates, and she's going to tell us about a really exciting project that they have partnered with the Division of the Arts for. It's called Shine a Light on the Arts. Is that right, Leslie?
Yes, that is correct. And thank you so much, Michelle. I'm thrilled to be here today to talk about Camp Rehoboth's arts initiative, where we use art to shine a light. I'm Leslie Sinclair. As Michelle mentioned, I'm probably Camp Rehoboth's biggest arts advocate. I'm also on the board of directors, and I co-chair the grants committee, and I help to coordinate the oversight of Camp's arts programs. I'd like to share a little bit about Camp Rehoboth because you may not be aware of this organization. We are a community service organization of 501c3 located in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, right on Baltimore Avenue. And our organization is dedicated to creating a positive environment inclusive of all sexual orientations and gender identities in Rehoboth Beach and its related communities. In fact, Camp Rehoboth, the camp is an acronym for Creating a More Positive Rehoboth, and we seek to promote cooperation and understanding among all people, and we work to build a safe community with room for all.
I'm a big fan of Camp Rehoboth, actually. And we've been coming to Rehoboth for a really long time, at least 20 years. So I love the community spirit that Camp Rehoboth fosters. I love their advocacy. I love their programs. I love their outreach. And I appreciate all of the work that has been done because Camp
Well,
Rehoboth has been a staple for how long in Rehoboth now?
we're celebrating our 33rd year this year. And we were actually founded by Murray Archibald and Steve Elkins. They were our two founders, and they saw the need, and they were working to bridge the divide between the gay and the straight communities back in Rehoboth in the 1990s. And unfortunately, Steve passed away in 2018, but we've got new leadership in place today. But Murray is an established artist himself. So the arts have always been a part of Camp Rehoboth's history. And it's one of our purposes to promote artistic expression and creative thinking, giving aids to artists and craftspeople, with an emphasis on the work of LGBTQ plus artists.
I think it's great. I knew Steve and Murray, and they're just such special people. And I know that there's a great tribute to Steve at Camp Rehoboth, and he and Murray had done so much to build up that organization.
Yes, and in fact, we have the addition that they built on the community center back in the early 2000s, and we have a large, fairly large, holds about 100 or 120 people, performance space here, and we've recently dedicated that room as the Elkins Archibald Atrium. And we're really thrilled about that. We're actually going to have a dedication ceremony in the fall after things quiet down a bit here, but we're really thrilled about that.
It's a wonderful space. I've actually had clients who've performed in that space and had art exhibits in that space. So it is really a beautiful place. If you haven't been, you should come and see this space
Yes.
because it's lovely.
We recommend it and we will welcome you with open arms.
So tell me a little bit about this project that Camp Rehoboth has undertaken, the Shine a Light on the
Yes.
Arts.
So shine a light and why we created it. Using art to shine a light is our overarching vision. And it's really something that provides an element over, an umbrella over, and helps to unite our multifaceted arts program. It serves to illuminate. That's why we used light. Illuminate the talent of the arts community and bring more diverse artists into Camp Rehoboth. It seeks to explore pertinent themes that enlighten educate, and build community, also consistent with our mission. This is the premise for using art to shine a light.
And it's not just visual arts, correct? It's music and...
No, in fact, we have a multifaceted arts program. Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize here, before I tell you the components of the programs, that I'm just one person. It's this, you know, the Camper Hobbit's support of the arts is made up of many dedicated and community, dedicated people throughout the community and Camper Hobbit staff as well. We've got a chorus director in Doug Yetter. Mm-hmm. We have a theater producer in Russell Stiles. We have a diverse art team that's made up of members of the community that help provide direction on our visual arts. And we have the Camper Hobbit staff, and then many, many, many volunteers to support the program. Now, what the components are, we have the Camper Hobbit chorus. Mm-hmm. The chorus is 100 voices strong. And this is their 13th year, and I'll talk a little bit more detail about them when I get into the goals for the program. We also have the outdoor handmade art market. This is something new that we started doing about a year or two ago, and we utilized our courtyard for that. We support the performing arts, featuring both emerging and established artists. And this is at events such as Women's Fest, mm-hmm, and our Sun Festival. We support the visual arts. We do about 12 art shows per year here at Camper Hobbit. And we use our gallery space for that. And sometimes we even extend into the Elkins Archibald Atrium when we've got really large works of art to display. So that's very exciting. And we also have our theater arts company. So those are the components of our arts program.
It's definitely a multi-layered program. Which is great. It's something for everyone then.
Yes. All arts appreciators will find something here.
That's great. And I know, so Women Fest, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I was aware of that when it happened. And I know one of my favorite artists was a performer on that, Shug Daniels.
Yes, and I wanted to highlight Shug. So we were very excited that this year we were able to return to an in-person Women's Fest. You know, I believe we canceled it 1 year, and then we had some virtual and smaller events, you know, another year. But we returned to in person this year, and it was so exciting because there was so much pent up energy among the community members. And the performing arts is something that the Women's Fest supports as well. And we have a bigger name, established performers like Shelley Wright, who came in and did a concert at the convention center. But one of the most exciting parts, I think, are the local artists, the Delaware artists and the community artists that are, you know, emerging or are moving towards established, and to be able to feature them here in the Elkins Archibald Atrium. And Shug Daniels was one of them, because Shug's music, you know, it's really consistent with building unity, mm-hmm, and some of the things that are part of Camper Hobbit's mission. So I attended her concert and I loved that one. So we love being able to feature her here.
Yeah, she's a very uplifting artist. She's really positive. She's open and welcoming, and her music is great. So I think that was a really excellent person to choose to perform.
Yes.
So tell me why it is that you wanted to create this program. What did you feel maybe was missing from the area that Camper Hobbit?
You know, again, we, as far as our goals and what we wanted to accomplish, really our overarching vision is to provide unity and bring each element of our arts program together. But more than that, we wanted to increase the representation of the LGBTQ artists and artists of color. So we've really worked very hard on that this year. Another goal is to amplify the voices of stories that need to be told and to explore themes that increase understanding and build unity. We're really, here at Camp Rehoboth, we're prioritizing diversity, equity, and inclusion values in every single thing that we do.
I'm glad that you do. I think Camp Rehoboth is really great. You always seem to be at the forefront of leadership and taking steps. So I appreciate that. Before we go any further, Leslie, I want to take a quick chance to remind our listeners that they are listening to Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. I'm Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald, and today I'm speaking with Leslie Sinclair of Camp Rehoboth, and we're talking about Shine a Light on the Arts, the program that they have partnered with the Division of the Arts to elevate and amplify voices, not just of artists, but of LGBTQIA and artists of color. So let's talk a little bit about the artists that you've chosen and where what you see for the future of the program and what's coming up.
Yes, so what's coming up, we are really excited to...
Is it a year long? I mean, you're doing things
all year
long.
Yes, it's a year long initiative. So we're really doing programs all year long. Mm-hmm. We were really excited. Some things that recently happened. We had the Camp Rehoboth Chorus Concert. They were able to return to in-person in May at Epworth Church here in Rehoboth. Mm-hmm. And again, 100 members, and they really brought the joy of music to the community. There were 3 sellout performances, and we reached 1,400 through their particular program. I mentioned Women's Fest and Shug Daniels. We also featured Christine Havrila and many other emerging artists at the Women's Fest. Another I want to mention happened in January and February was our Art and Activism exhibit. This celebrated Black History Month, but we had a 6-week exhibit, and it was our most successful yet. We had more Black artists than ever participating, and it included young and very talented students from Delaware State University. And Lori Crawford, who's an instructor there, provided input to us on our theme, and she helped to recruit those talented artists. So it was fabulous, and we were able to have an in-person reception. And that was also great because the artists got to share their work with friends and family. And everyone that attended, it was evident to us that they were appreciative of Camp Rehoboth's efforts to reach out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what we have coming up, you know, and some of the things that I love most about the Shine a Light is seeing the ovations at the camp concerts. Mm-hmm. One of those artists at the Black History Month exhibit, and hearing from her how her career has advanced since she had her art exhibited at Camp Rehoboth. Seeing Shug Daniels and that excitement, seeing art shows come together like the Women's Fest art show, which features 28 artists and has over 40 works of art, the craftspeople at the outdoor art market, et cetera. Again, so it is a year-long project with all of these things coming over the course of the year. But what we have coming up in August, where I think this is the 4th year that we've done that, we have the Delaware Division of the Arts Award winners. These are the 25 fellowship winners, very talented artists in all art forms from across Delaware. And they've been appearing at the Biggs Museum in Dover. But what happens is a subset of the art and the artist's work travels from the Biggs Museum of American Art to hear at Camp Rehoboth to appear in Sussex County. So we're very excited about sharing that art with everybody here. And one of the things that coming up again is the August 5th reception that we'll have here out in our Camp Rehoboth courtyard and in our atrium. And we're likely to have artists doing demonstrations. Some of the musicians and performers may perform. It also provides the literary winners with a chance to do readings and other activities like that. So we're really, really excited about that. And again, it's been a good partnership between Delaware Division of the Arts, the Biggs Museum of American Art, and Camp Rehoboth. And after it appears here, it goes up to Wilmington to appear at the Cab Calloway School of the Arts. So it also appears out up in Newcastle County.
I think it's great that we can bring all of the arts fellows through the entire state and let everyone experience what their talents are and just interact with them and talk with them. I think that's really special. So I was glad to see that Camp Rehoboth was one of those venues this year. So congratulations.
Exactly. Yes. And we're very excited about it. We've really enjoyed that. And everybody here loves it too. Mm-hmm. And then the final thing that I'd like to talk about in concluding is over Labor Day weekend, Camp Rehoboth has its biggest fundraiser of the year, the Sun Festival. It's a multi-day event. We feature performers. This year, it's going to be comedian Judy Gold, and she'll be appearing at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center. And we also have an auction, both a live auction and a silent auction. And within the auction, we're able to feature the artwork of many local artists who donate their artwork to be part of the auction because they are also passionate about the mission of Camp Rehoboth. And then the funds raised through the auction, of course, go to support Camp Rehoboth's programs, health and wellness, the arts, the advocacy, and the outreach, and all that we do.
It's a great event because it really, like you say, it brings together two wonderful pieces of Delaware. It's all of the work that you do in advocacy and support, but it's also people discovering these great artists and their work and connecting with all of that. I love that silent auction.
And where people can go, listeners can go to learn more is www.camprehoboth.com. And information about our arts events and the Sun Festival are on our website.
Excellent. So if people want to get involved with Sunfest or with Shine a Light on the Arts, how can they do that?
Well, that's a great question. And they can visit the website. We have info at Camp Rehoboth, art show at camprehoboth.com. These are emails. And we also have a Sun Festival at Camp Rehoboth email too. So visit the website or just give a call into the office, 302-227-5620 is our phone number. Just give a call. We've got very friendly staff and they will help to route your call appropriately.
Absolutely. And if people want to physically visit Camp Rehoboth, tell us where you're located in downtown Rehoboth.
We are located at 37 Baltimore Avenue, generally stopping by between the hours of 10 and 4 during the week, and 10 and noon on Saturdays would be good, especially if you want to come in and see what art we have on exhibit, talk to our staff, and find out more. Another place you can go is to pick up Letters from Camp Rehoboth, which is our newsletter magazine that we publish. I think it's 13 times a year. And in the summer, it comes out every 2 weeks. And everything you want to know about what's going on around town is in that newsletter.
That's true. And there is also some really wonderful columns that appear in Letters every month. And I really enjoy them. So can you tell us about some of those regular columns that appear in Letters?
Well, local comedian Faye Jacobs also often writes columns. Wes Combs, our board president, writes a column about what's happening at Camp Rehoboth. We often have book authors featured. And Doug Yetter, who's the chorus director, also writes a very nice column, including photos and lots of information that provides a spotlight on the arts. So those are just some examples of the types of information you can find in letters.
We appreciate that. I am, like I said, a big fan of Camp Rehoboth and all of your good work. I am so pleased to see this arts partnership flourish, and I cannot wait to come down and experience some of it. So as we wrap up, I want to say thank you, Leslie Sinclair, for talking with us about all of the wonderful things that Camp Rehoboth is doing to elevate people and art and community. I can't tell you how much it means to all of us. So thank you so much.
And thank you so much, Michelle. We really appreciate the opportunity to feature Camp Rehoboth and shine a light on the Delaware State of the Arts. So thank you so much.
Sure. We have been here on Delaware State of the Arts talking with Leslie Sinclair. I'm Michelle Kramer Fitzgerald. You've been listening to us on 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Leslie, thanks so much for joining me today.
And thank you again.
Take care.